I think it's fair to say we all had a pretty great time. It's kind of crazy to see 105 kids, which is way more than our vacation Bible school ever had. And kids around the world are exactly the same. They're all trying to have fun and willing to learn about Jesus. And I think the most influential moment for me was there was two twin boys, and their family was Hindu. And they decided to come to the VBS for whatever reason. They never really told us, but we actually ended up seeing them Friday night at youth group, and then they came back Sunday morning, and I walked in the door, and they both gave me a big hug, and the entire family eventually ended up accepting Christ, which is pretty insane from going to Hindu to becoming a Christian, and I think it's great, and we thank you for all your support and love.
Like Noah said, I think it's pretty great that the kids switch from Hindu over to Christian. But I think my most influential part was just seeing the kids be so happy. You know, most of them were in the greatest situation. So when they came and they were so happy, it just kind of taught me to be, even in the low times of my life, that you can still be happy and not have to be a grump all the time.
I think there were so many influential things that impacted me while I was on the missions trip. But probably the thing that stood out to me the most was how much I take for granted here in my life. One of the very first things that I noticed when we got there was the poorer side of town. There were people who had not very much for homes. Even in the more wealthy homes, some didn't have like AC and just the comforts that we enjoy here in America. This realization actually didn't quite hit me until one day during that week at VBS. I was in charge of memory verse time, and we told the kids that if by the end of the week they could say all their verses from that week, they would get a Bible. This younger boy that I will never forget, named Darian, came up to me, and I could tell how excited he was about being able to receive a Bible at the end of the week. But he was also very scared because he was really shy, and he didn't like speaking in front of people. And I encouraged him, and by the end of the week, he was able to say all the verses perfectly in front of everyone on stage. And when I gave that new Bible to him, I don't think I've ever seen anyone so excited to receive anything. It made me think, because I'm sure many of us have at least a couple of Bibles at home. I know I do, and it's something I definitely take for granted. There are many other kids out there who don't have Bibles, or maybe don't even like know or hear about God. All in all, this trip taught me to be way more thankful for the things I have and to not take them for granted, especially the most precious thing, which is knowing and learning about God every day.
I think I speak for all of us when I say thank you so much for all of your support, both financially and through prayer. It's really greatly appreciated by all of us, I think. I guess one thing that stuck out to me a lot was just the willingness of the church. I think they said we had over 40 volunteers to help with VBS from the church alone, and it's not a big church, and that was really cool just to see how much they were invested. They went out and cut down real trees and brought them in for our stage, and Lady brought like actual stuff like crocodiles and stuff, and it was really cool just to see how invested that they were into pouring into the lives of these kids. Also, you could just see from their faces how much they love Christ. It was just really cool, and really, it pushed me to find joy in the little things, I guess.
All right. So before we went on this trip, we were doing our group studies and stuff, and I remember Andrew, he told us, he's like, you know, you don't go on many of these trips, and these are the trips, like, you go on, and you come back, and you're probably going to be changed. And, yeah, he was right. from the minute, like, we all stepped off the plane, we loved the place. I definitely got asked too many times how Tate was, who Tate was, who's Tate's sister, but it's okay. I got the privilege to partner with Noah, and we did the Bible stories, and it was really cool to like see all the kids like actually interact with us and pick up like what we were saying. So that was cool. The next one, like on Wednesday, was the gospel, and that was shared. And at the end of like VBS, Pastor Ronnie got up and he like asked anyone who would like to accept Christ to like say this prayer with me. And he like said, the prayer doesn't save you, but it's knowing that Jesus is your Lord and Savior that saves you. And that day, I think about 50 or so kids accepted Christ. So that was really, really cool. And another story for me was there was this little girl. She was like 13 years old. And I noticed her all week. She would like look at me, but she never really talked with me, but she would always look at me. And I would always kind of try and talk with her. And finally on Wednesday, she came in and she sat with her cousin and she looked at me and the first words she said were, "You have really pretty eyes." And so then we kind of started to make conversation. And then by Thursday, I was like, you know, you should really come to youth group. I think you'll really like it. And then she was there on youth group on Friday. And I asked her, like, are you going to come to church? And she's like, well, I really only came to youth group for you and to see you. And then I just found out this last week that she's finally going to church there. So that was really cool for me to be able to impact not only the little kids, but also the teenagers. And I just want to thank Noah for being my partner in crime and doing the Bible time with me. There was never a dull moment with him, but that's for sure. But he also had a serious side, so that was good. And thanks for your guys' support and prayers. And then thanks for Andrew for letting us go on it.
One other person that's not here with us today, but we could not have done this trip without her. Star Albers was on the trip as well with us. And I told her about 2 weeks before we went on this trip, I had a dream that I had a phone call that she called and said she couldn't come on the trip. And I literally woke up the next morning in a panic because I thought it was real. So I told her this, and she started an amazing job as well. Star actually gave up vacation time to come on this trip. And Star, if you know Star, if you ever meet her, she's got this big smile and she just brightens every room. She was in charge of crafts, and the first day, the very first group she gets was the group of 45 the first day. And you could tell she was stressed, but she was like, I'm going to do this with a smile on my face. And about 2 days later, she came up to me and she said, Andrew, she said, I almost came up to you that day and said, I don't know if I can do this. And she said, but I stuck with it. And she said, it was amazing to see how God worked through that. And that was just an awesome thing. But for me, probably my favorite part of the trip was just seeing our team and how they stepped up. Bradley was as old as some of the guys he was doing games with. And the pastor and a couple of the elders came up and said, you know, about Bradley and Noah, they said, these men, they're so responsible. And I said, well, you can talk to their parents about that one, but they did, and I think Pastor Ronnie shared with both Bradley and Noah, but they said, you have a leadership, and they said, you have a love for the Lord. They go, you know, you would be a great, great pastor, or, you know, growing into ministry. And it was cool to see others see their gifts, their talents, and like I said, the ladies, they just stepped in. Every time we would get ready to leave, there was like 10, 15 girls around all of our girls and just loving them. And like I said, it was awesome to be a part of that. They're going to share a song with you here in just a second. If Charlie and Nancy want to come up, Charlie and Nancy are going to play it with us. But one of the nights they got asked to help sing one of the songs. It's called Oh Praise the Name. And our team fell in love with the song. And so they said, we want to sing this. And I just want you to listen to the words, and I'm going to step down because I am not one that sings very well, but I'm going to let them share that song with you. But I wanted to share two more things. After the service, obviously there's going to be a coffee time. Please come talk with one of them. Ask them questions about their trip. You can ask Noah about this giant chicken he supposedly saw. A lot of other fun, crazy things. But something else we'd like to, we brought a little bit of Trinidad back with us. The food over there, I think the girls said that they were never going to eat chicken and rice again because that's we had a lot. But they gave us this snack, and it sounds like a weird combination. But as long as you like all three of these, I would invite you to at least try it. I've had 10 people now in the States try this food, and they all love it. It'll be on a toothpick, and it has a piece of pineapple, a piece of pepper jack cheese, and a green olive. And it sounds really weird, but at the end of this, I'm going to have people coming up and saying, I'm going to have to make this for my friends and family. You just take it all as one bite. So after church, go if you'd like to try it. We'd love to have you. And if you know this song, we'd ask you to join our team in singing.